According to a new report, economic leaders predict Berkshire County's already decreasing population will lose 12,000 more people if employers don't attract a strong, young workforce. The Economic Development Agency One Berkshire convened a special task force in July 2014 to address Berkshire County's rapidly declining population. John Bissell is the co-chair of the Berkshire Initiative for Growth.
To really grow our population, we must let go of some of our favorite myths. There are no jobs here. We adopted that mindset when those rivers of GE employees stopped flowing. And it was easy to believe, and for many years, perhaps it was even true. Well, it is not true now.
The region lost more than 18,000 people between the 1970s when General Electric, the area's largest employer, began to pull out of Berkshire County in 2010, according to U.S. Census data. Now, the Berkshire Initiative for Growth has announced the results of its nearly three-year study on ways employers can recruit and retain millennials in the region. Millennials are between 22 and 40 years old. Bissell spoke at One Berkshire's presentation of the report October 20th at a press conference at Pittsfield's General Dynamics, one of the agency's partners.
Myth number two is that young people don't want to live here. This myth is totally false as well. Lots of young people and young families do want to live here. Hundreds of the people who grew up here and moved away would like to come back.
The Berkshire Initiative for Growth says to fill the gap, which is to blame for an array of economic problems, 800 people need to move into the county each year.
We need to do a much better job of communicating the opportunities that are here. And myth number three, these population trends are beyond our control. This problem is simply too big for the resources that we have. This myth might be the most insidious of all because it allows us to take comfort in the current situation. And to me, it's an excuse for inaction.
One Berkshire president and CEO Jonathan Butler made several recommendations for employers.
Supporting entrepreneurial business development and business recruitment programs in the Berkshires. We need to recruit smarter. Also improving workplace readiness and enhanced hard and soft skill training. Offsetting wages with student debt support programs.
Julia Dixon, who authored the report, says improving workplace culture is vital.
A physical and a professional culture that is comfortable and encouraging and welcoming.
Dixon says the county should also encourage home ownership.
To not only attract young people, but attract immigrant families. Cultural integration, cultural competency, making sure that these individuals and these families feel welcome once they arrive in Berkshire County.
One Berkshire highlighted General Dynamics in Pittsfield as a good example. Half of its nearly 1,500 workers are under 40, and a quarter are under 30. Vice President and General Manager of Maritime and Strategic Systems, Carlo Zaffinellis, says.
You want to attract millennials? One of the great things you can do is say what matters to them.
Zaffinella touts General Dynamics' open work environment, flexible work hours and telecommuting schedule, and recruitment strategies in area colleges. Manufacturing makes up 15% of the region's workforce. Butler of One Berkshire says changing the narrative of the region is a top priority.
The narrative is the backbone of everything here. We've allowed our region to become a little bit of a place where we've let a narrative of previous generations become the narrative of our future, of the Berkshires being a post-industrial place, being a place that used to be something that it isn't anymore. There's an opportunity to change that, and in many ways it already is changing.
While authoring the study, One Berkshire has sparked several millennial-focused businesses and initiatives to start up. The agency is working to expand ride-hailing services like Uber in the county. One Berkshire's blueprint on the region's economic development strategy will be updated by August 2018 to align with the report's conclusions. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.